following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. There are so many great reasons to celebrate this time of year. Anniversaries, graduations, the perfect way to mark those special events is 1-800-Flowers.com, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. The rose and Peruvian lily bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com is exquisite. Recently, we got ours. My wife absolutely loved it. It's a beautiful array of multicolored roses and white Peruvian lilies in a premium pink glass vase. Sets up any room. 1-800-Flowers.com is offering my listeners something special, but this week only. You can order this rose and lily bouquet with a free pink glass vase for $29.99. That's $20 off the regular price. The offer is limited. You need to order now. To get it, 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner, type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. There's so many reasons this time of the year to celebrate.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, folks, fine Wednesday to you out there. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a great show lined up for you today. I think you'll be entertained as we take you up to the noon hour. Lou Pavlovich set to join us. He is from College Baseball News, baseballnews.com, from Collegiate Baseball. He resides in the Phoenix, Tucson area. He's down in Arizona a lot of the year and follows the Pac-12, but follows college baseball as a whole. We're going to get his thoughts on what he thinks, not only of Creighton being and making this a great, great weekend for the Blue Jays, but making the tournament, but the tournament as a whole. Also, later in the show, we are going to be joined by, you hear him on Sports Nightly, 12:30 a.m., Jeff Colhane will join us. Just talk a little Huskers in general, how he thought the season went. Of course, he gets called to baseball games. Part of the action with Greg Sharp and do that. So we'll get his thoughts on that, where he thinks the Huskers are with recruiting. I know there's some thunderstorm warnings out there, so you want to follow those. If we get breaking information, they'll break in and take over the show, because sounds like Dawson County and Northeast Phelps just got issued right before the show went a little bit. I think a lot of people talking, though, about last night, because I don't think a lot of people had watched a lot of the Spurs till this playoff series, till this playoff season started. And now all of a sudden people are going, damn, that – I'll deal with you in a minute, Doug Duda. Just I'm going to go on this. I don't think a lot of people – and Jeff probably watches – I watch it during the year from time to time. I'll watch a half. I'll watch a quarter and a half, where most people don't do that. I will tune in and watch the Bulls Celtics on a Friday night on ESPN. When you're married, you don't go out on a lot. You know, sometimes you just stand at home staring into your wife's eyes, and then when you get tired of that, you turn on the NBA. Spurs looked to me at times last night. I thought Oklahoma City was the Washington Generals, and the Spurs were the Harlem Globetrotters, because the way they move the basketball. Folks are getting wide open looks. Danny Green's becoming a household name in the first half last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers cut the guy. Greg Popovich has got to be one of the greatest minds in basketball. To assemble the cast that he's got. Jeff's got to help me with these names. Kawhi Leonard. He's a San Diego State product. Okay, when San Diego State and there was a great story because you had BYU, who was the shooting guard from BYU that went crazy? Jimmer yeah. Fredette. And you had BYU down there. They're bombing away, and they were a 2 overall seed in that NCAA basketball tournament. He played for them. Now he's a San Antonio Spur. But what a game. Everybody's talking about the talent of Oklahoma City and how great they were throughout the playoffs and throughout the regular season. The Spurs are better. This series is over. It's done. Forget it. This is a sweep. They've won 20 in a row. Boom goes the dynamite. Oklahoma City, put a fork in it. It's done.
Are you done?
They're better.
Lunch.
They're better.
There's no way. There's no way they're sweeping. Why don't you get on Mike and Mike? Oh, the favorite's up 2-0. Yep, sweep. Oh, my God. Oh, it's just, oh, can Boston win a game? Oh, my. They got beat in the geez. Oh.
No, I'm not betting you lunch on it. But the Spurs.
Yeah, well, you're down 3. Anyways.
No, I'm not. Well, we tied the NHL. Oh. I'm going to win the NBA.
You still owe. Anyway.
I'm just saying the Spurs are really, really good. Everybody thought it was Oklahoma City, the Heat. Looking at the Spurs team, the Heat have, and I know, I guess they're the same odds, so apparently somebody thinks the Heat have a chance. This team, the Spurs are better.
Who has them at the same odds?
Yesterday's odds had 6-5 Miami, 6-5 Spurs, and then the Celtics were, 25-1, and the Thunder were 6-1 yesterday. That was the updated odds. According to,
once again, I don't think you could find 25-1 in Vegas anywhere, right? On Boston with 4 teams left, you're not going to find 25-1 on Boston, are you?
Those were the odds presented on Twitter. I saw them yesterday. Those were the updated last Vegas odds.
We talk about what's on the computer.
You think down 0-2, nobody thinks they have a chance. They have to win 2 series. Well, they're going to be down to 0-2 tonight because it's bad. You know they're hurt. Paul Pierce is hurt. You can't win series like that. They're talking about how physical the series is going to be tonight. They're talking about how physical and oh, it's going to be a war. If you're going to war with your tank and all the bearings are out in your tank, you're not exactly rolling into the battlefield. Ray Allen's hurt. Paul Pierce is hurt. They're hurt. They're wounded. Miami's just attacking a wounded animal, and they're going to roll over this team. I think
this was the team, and I'm not arguing with you here. I'm just saying this is the team that needed to trade Dwayne Wade about 8 days ago,
yeah.
Right? Okay, some props there.
Yep. No.
Yeah, this is the team that needed to trade Dwayne Wade because they were down 2-1 to Indiana, and now they're going to sweep into the finals.
You like the Spurs?
Most underrated franchise in the history of sports. I'm going to say that right now. They are, because no one wants to talk about them because they're not glamorous enough. They're not glitzy enough. Obviously, they're the best team right now. That could change. I still think Oklahoma City is going to win 1, if not 2 games in this series. I think it ends in game 3 at Oklahoma City, this 20-game winning streak for the Spurs, because I think Oklahoma City is that good. But who else goes into the playoffs, the number 1 seed or number 2 seed year after year after year, and then proves they can win it when you're in there with the likes? That Western Conference has been way tougher than the Eastern in the NBA for years, 15, 20 years. Ever since Jordan retired from the Bulls, the Western Conference in the NBA has been tougher, and they have 3 rings to prove it. And nobody talks about them. Nobody holds parades for them. They don't get national endorsement deals. They are the most underrated franchise in the history of professional sports. And I'll throw that out there to the listeners. Give me somebody else. Prove a different point here. ESPN, you can Facebook us. You can Twitter us. You can email us, because Jeff's constantly checking all of that. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can give us a buzz on the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
I think, and not being Dr. Jack Ramsey, that's a basketball historian, and having all NBA knowledge at your finger, basically in the back of your head, to have a team assembled like this that's this deep. You know, last night Duncan says, you know, most teams, you get to the playoffs, they shrink that roster down. They're still playing 9 and 10 people. I mean, they're still playing 10 people. Gary Neal had 9 minutes last night. They're still playing 10 people that are getting out on the floor. Everybody's fresh for him. Tim Duncan looks like he's 8 years in the league. He's been around forever. He's been 15 years in the league.
Going to the Den Popper inbox, they're boring, San Antonio. So are the Giants, and they win.
They're boring.
Well, that's what I was saying. There's no flash. They don't do national endorsements. They're not on SportsCenter. They play, you know, they don't have a guy out there popping through, you know. So they're just, there's the personalities.
Personality may be boring, but watching them move the ball isn't boring. If you appreciate the game of basketball and know a damn thing about it, whoever that was apparently doesn't. If you can follow the sport, if you have zero IQ on basketball, that's fine. I can appreciate that. Just admit that you're a moron and you know nothing about the game.
Why are they never on television, Daddy?
See, I think they are on television. I just don't think people. It's late. It's West. They play in the West. Those games are on late. I don't think people pay attention. When you watch them move the basketball, when you watch them block shots and play defense,
they're like baseball teams in the Central Time Zone. The Bulls get on over the Spurs. In the Central Times, you run these double headers, whether it's baseball on ESPN or it's basketball on TNT, TBS, ESPN. They're giving you an East Coast game at 6, and they're giving you a West Coast game at 9:30. You're getting the Lakers. Now you got the Clippers that are getting more pub than the Spurs. You're getting the Phoenix Suns. You're getting the Utah Jazz. And hopefully they're playing somebody. You know, they can play each other. I mean, that's all it is.
Mavericks, defending champions.
Yeah,
don't forget them.
I would venture to guess San Antonio pre-playoffs wasn't on ESPN 5-6 times. Pre-playoffs wasn't on 5-6 times. The whole thing, 10 of their 66 games, I bet, were not nationally televised.
I mean, down the stretch, the great teams, when we were growing up, the Celtics, the Lakers, and you can go on to the Sixers on a certain year, the Houston Rockets, or whoever you want to say. None of those teams have put the winning streak together. And you mentioned how tough the West is. To win these games, I have not lost since April 11th. To win games like that, no one's ever done this. None of those teams were able to accomplish that feat.
Well, you want to know why?
The star power, well, I guess Tim Duncan's got 3 finals MVPs. I mean, there's some star power with him. Yeah. He doesn't get caught peeing in public, so he doesn't get attention.
You have just started on what I'm going to say, why San Antonio might be boring and why they keep winning and why they're not flashy. They're mature. They're mature. All these other teams, including Kobe Bryant, all these other teams either have a young superstar or the old superstar isn't getting as much playing time as they want. They're whining, they're crying, they're bitching out there. Every one of them. Every team out there, San Antonio is by far the most mature basketball team out there. That's why you don't hear anything about them, because there's no, at least, if there's anything going on anymore, somebody's going to find out about it.
Well, Tony Parker, you know, has a Hollywood relationship, whatever, and there's cameras on him. You know what? And if that deal ends, you know what? You don't hear much about it because he didn't toss her out a balcony window. And people, you know, does that upset? You know, it's like you said. If the deal didn't work, no, we just decided to go our own ways. I'd rather not talk about it. Thank you. And that's the end of it. That's the end of the whole story. Ginobili. You know, Ginobili has 26 last night. He's been around forever. I mean, Duncan's really, really good player, but when you got other people coming off the bench to let you sit your legs and rest them on the bench, that's excellent.
Coming up, Lou Pavlovich, Collegiate Baseball, Jeff Culhane from Husker Radio Network and Sports Nightly. We're going to give you a chance to win some Nebraska Danger tickets. And folks, don't forget, this Friday, the rain's going to come through. A couple of days of cool down, and then this weekend is supposed to be beautiful. It's the 7th Annual Jerseys Golf Tournament. Four-person scramble Friday starting at 1 at Meadowlark Hills. You can get all your work done in the morning, grab a little lunch, and you're out at Meadowlark Hills. Cash payouts, flag prizes on every hole. They'll get you fed afterwards at Jerseys. Sign-up sheets at Jerseys, or you can contact Meadowlark Hills. Space is limited, room for just a handful more teams. But, hey, Friday, supposed to be beautiful. You want to get some golf in? Why not get a chance to win a little money and play a scramble with three of your friends? 7th Annual Jerseys Golf Tournament, Friday at 1 at Meadowlark Hills. Doug says on the Debt Popper inbox, every young basketball player should just watch Mano with or without the basketball. True greatness without being a physical freak of nature. Doug and Carney.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the email. I think you're exactly right.
And in our next segment, Daddy will break down the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Lou Pavlovich is going to talk college baseball when we come back.
Right now at GameStop, you can trade in your old iPod, iPhone, or iPad for cash or in-store credit. Get up to $140 cash for an iPod, up to $300 cash for an iPhone, and up to $400 cash for an iPad. Opt for in-store credit instead, and you can get up to $500 for an old iPad. All models and generations are accepted. So what'll it be, cash or credit? For offer details or to find out how much your device is worth, visit your local GameStop or go to GameStop.com/iTrades. GameStop is not affiliated with or endorsed by Apple.
Hi, it's The Herd. We don't talk about music much on the show, but for a lot of us, it's a real passion. The bands we love say as much about us as the teams we cheer for. And while you probably already use StubHub for when you need seats to games, did you know it's also the go-to for millions of fans when they want concert tickets? Just like with sports, StubHub gives you access to concert tickets you won't find anywhere else, even when the show's sold out. So whatever you're a fan of, StubHub is the best place to score your seats, period. It's just that simple. StubHub!
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Resurrection Fighting is back in Kearney, June 30th. And the Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Club is where you can buy a pair of tickets by using your accumulated Superfan points. Remember, every day you log into ESPNSuperstation.com, you get 10 bonus points, then more, for entering keywords, taking surveys, and answering trivia. And there's more. Royals tickets, Doug and Daddy t-shirts, Indian Head green fees, sleeves of golf balls, day passes to Kearney Raceway Park. And while you're at it, join Mobile Rewards by texting IBGI to 90210.
Today, skies will become partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms developing. Southeast winds will be breezy with our highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, a chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Right now, you're looking for a new Ram truck, up to $10,000 off, plus exclusive bottom line deals on all of their Dodge vehicles. Chevy Silverados, they have got a great, great crop of those on hand as well, from the all-new 2012 as low as $20,500 to some pre-owned vehicles as well. And at Midway, they understand the economy has been rough the last couple of years. Bad things happening to good people. Midway Auto Credit, located at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store in Kearney, has partnered with several special lending institutions to secure millions of dollars available to lend, even if you've got bad credit. Whether it's good credit, bad credit, pre-owned, brand new, they're there for you. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and thinkmidway.com.
Right, now we're going to talk a little college baseball. We go to baseballnews.com. Lou Pavlovich joins us. Lou, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Lou, I'm thinking about ordering some Italian for lunch today. Any suggestions?
Boy, I tell you, just get a meatball sandwich, you'll be fine.
Lou, initial reactions, you look at the bracket. Always like to see how different people look at different things. Your initial reaction to the field as a whole?
I think it's pretty good. I think there was one glaring omission when they left out Utah Valley. They won 40 out of their last 41 games, and they won 32 in a row, and they... Granted, they didn't play the toughest schedule in the world, but they did knock off Arizona State and Arizona in midweek games. And I just think, what do they have to do? They have to win 70 in a row? I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I think it was really very frustrating to a lot of mid-major teams when they saw that happen.
Coming from the Big Ten Conference, our initial year there, Lou, were you surprised that Michigan State was able to gain entrance into this tournament?
I was. You know, they had a very good year, but I was surprised because Purdue had such a phenomenal year, and then you looked at Kent State in the Mid-American. They had a very, very fine year, too, and so I thought they may be the only two from that area of the country. But I'm glad because Big Ten is a much, much better conference than some of the people out there think it is. It's a very, very tough conference.
Do you like that when you say a team like Kent State, who had a good year, you thought they were deserving of being in the tournament, then they find themselves matched up if they'd happen to, they got to face Kentucky, but they're in the same region as Purdue. Is that fair to Kent State, or do you like that? Or I know they want to do the proximity from these regional teams, but is that taking it too far?
I don't know. The NCAA's got a heck of a dilemma with the travel costs. It's just an enormous problem when you've got 64 teams traveling all over the country. And they used to send them out, teams from the east, they'd send them out west, but when the gasoline prices started escalating real high and airline flights, they had to do something. And so at least in the first round of the playoffs, they're really forced into this. But I, you know, and looking over all the regional brackets, it's pretty well balanced. I don't see any ones that are really top-loaded. The one that looks the toughest to me is the one at Texas A&M, where they have Texas A&M, Dayton, Ole Miss, and TCU. Three out of the four have been ranked for most of the year.
We're talking with Lou Pavlovich, joining us here, Baseball News, talking a little college baseball here overall. I've been trying to get an eye on all the teams outside of the Midwest. Did Kentucky get jobbed, Lou? I'm starting to hear that they might have should have been a number one, and that might be bad for everybody in that region, that they're going to come in with a chip on their shoulder.
Well, I don't think so. They had a 22-game winning streak early in the year, and they were ranked number one in the SEC for quite a while. And then the last couple, two out of the last 3 weeks out of the season, they really took a nosedive, and it hurt them. And so we had them ranked 13th in the country this past week. And they finished, I think fourth in the SEC overall when the regular season concluded. In the tournament, they still did very, very well in there, and they could have easily been. But the problem that they have is that you can't pick. You had to pick LSU, South Carolina, and Florida, number one seeds of the different brackets out there. And I just think the committee had a difficult time picking a fourth team from one conference as number one seed. So I think that's logical.
Lou, toughest regional in your mind to get through?
I think it's the Texas A&M regional. Texas A&M has been ranked in the top 10 all year. Ole Miss, they've been in the top 30 all year, and TCU has been in the top 30 as well. And so that's going to be an interesting one to watch. There's a number of them that are have two outstanding teams in it, but I think that one has three outstanding teams, and it'll be very interesting to see who comes out of that regional.
I'll take you to the other end. Who do you think got the best draw of all that should have an easy time to the Super Regional and maybe the easiest road to Omaha?
Well, I don't think anybody will have a really easy time of it. There's the problem that you have this year is that there's no superstar team. It should be Florida because they'll have 14 players that probably will be drafted this year, including six or seven that will be in the top two or three rounds. On paper, they're by far the best team, but they finished third in the SEC. But, you know, you look at one, I don't know, I would probably say the one at Florida may be the easiest road for Florida to get through because there's Bethune-Cookman, College of Charleston, and then Georgia Tech. They finished eighth in the ACC, and they won their tournament. They got hot at the right time, but if you go by overall what they did, it wasn't really that good from what they were expected to do. So I'd say they probably have the easiest route, and then if they play North Carolina State or Vanderbilt in the next round, I think they can beat them to advance to the World Series.
We're talking with Lou Pavlovich here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Baseball News. Check him out online at baseballnews.com. Lou, last year was the first time that I ever looked at a four seed and went, wow, that's from BCS Conference. And, of course, that was Illinois out of the Big Ten, the only team to make it in. And they're not all BCS, but now, ever since Fresno State made it all the way and won a national championship, then you see they're a four seed again this year. You see Creighton, who was supposed to be a great baseball team this year, they have to win their tournament to get in, and they're a four seed. And Missouri out of the Big 12 Conference is also a four seed. Any of those kind of pique your interest at all that might be a Cinderella this year?
I don't know. You know, I really like the way Ed Service trains his baseball teams. They are always so well done, and he gave a clinic about defense last January at the American Baseball Coaches Convention, and he does so many things that are so sound, and it's not a surprise to me to see that Creighton came on strong in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament and won it. But they're a dangerous team. I think they're very capable of surprising a lot of people over there at UCLA. So it'd be very, very interesting to see them. Missouri, they came on late too, and they shocked a lot of people at the Big 12 tournament. But I don't know. You know, it's difficult because these number one seeds, they're number one for a reason. Usually they've got an unbelievable starting pitcher in the rotation, and it's tough to get by them. And usually all these number one seeds that you have there, they're playing at home too. So you factor those two things in, and it's pretty tough to win.
Lou, I'll come at you this way. Is there a three or four seed out there that you know of that has that remarkable Friday night stud that goes out and wins for his ball club just every Friday night, somebody that sets apart from everybody else?
Well, you know, I you look at Creighton, and you know, they got a pretty good starter in Ty Block. You know, I know he led the nation with 20 starts this year, and he's pretty darn good. And I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to see them knock off UCLA. I mean, you look at Creighton's record, 26-28. It doesn't bowl you over, but that guy's a heck of a pitcher. So I don't know. It'd be very interesting to see what transpires in that one if UCLA looks past Creighton.
I don't know. They hit 138 on the year or something god awful.
That's an issue you got to deal with too. So.
Lou Pavlovich with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What do you make of Texas stumbling this year? I mean, we were surprised that it had only been since 98 since they hadn't made it. LSU, most sports, even the perennial powers, take a dip for a year or two. But to miss a 64-team field when you have a credential like Texas, anybody else that's surprising you that might be heading the wrong way? Is this a one-year deal for the Longhorns? And are there any other traditional powers that are going the wrong way right now?
No, I think, Texas, they had some unfortunate situations happen. They had a couple of key pitchers that got injured just prior to the season, and they were counting on them heavily. And they had a phenomenal recruiting class that came in, but they were relying on a lot of freshmen as their pitchers, and they lost a lot of close ball games all year long. But, you know, the one issue they've had for three or four years is they just are not hitting. And they're relying on the bunting game, which Augie Garrido teams always do. But normally in conjunction with that, they're very, very good hitting teams, and they just haven't been good hitting teams. And they're recruiting great hitters, but I don't know what's happening in that regard. They don't seem to be doing well, and that would really worry me. Defensively, they're playing very well. They've got a great All-American closer. And, you know, their pitching staffs have always been great, and they were again this year. But it wasn't when they got, I think offensively, that's the big bugaboo that they have. They just really need to get over that, and then they'll be fine. And Augie Garrido teams are always very, very well coached. So I think it's just kind of a blip on the radar there for this year.
Lou, since we're Big Ten fans, I got to ask you about Purdue. They're a team that was questionably a one seed, I think, in a lot of people's mind. They were a two seed. How good is this team in your mind? Can they advance not only to the Super Regional, but is this a team that could be Omaha bound?
I think they really can. People are selling them short, and I don't know why. They've beaten an awful lot of good teams this year, and I mean, they played UCLA very, very strong late in the year, and I think they're a legitimate number one team and seed, and I think it'd be interesting in that bracket who comes out of that. Will it be Kentucky, Kent State, or Purdue? And but I wouldn't be shocked to see them win that, and then if they do go up against Oregon or Cal State Fullerton in the next round, they sure are capable of winning that too and making it to Omaha. So I wouldn't be surprised. The only problem they have is postseason experience, and some of these teams that they're playing have that. So, you know, it's kind of like the deer in the headlights. You don't know how you're going to react to that.
We have a lot of listeners from Valparaiso. No love for Valpo, Doug. Wow. Lou is making people mad.
They've got a very good team too, and you know. But the problem is that Purdue, I think, is just a step up. I think as far as the athletic ability, and but again, you know, one game, anything can happen.
And with our last minute here, Lou Pavlovich of BaseballNews.com, we'll ask him his favorite and his dark horse here in a moment. But I want to ask you another big picture question, because since the College World Series is held right here in our backyard in Omaha, ESPN tweaking the start times because they're covering international soccer, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and numerous times, when we were playing Gorilla Ball, 1 and 6, there was a lot of times you didn't get in at 6. They try to clear that stadium and then bring you in another time. Now they're only giving you 4 hours between the two starts. What does that tell us about where college baseball is right now, that they'll still – you know, they'll still bow to the guys that are giving them a paycheck? And I know we're going to have baseball games starting at 9 o'clock at night in Omaha.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be inevitable. With the way the bats are now, there's a lot of low-scoring games, and even at the World Series, it's even lower than what it has been going back about 5-6 years ago. But I, you know, as a member of the media, I just dread those 9 o'clock start games. You're going to get home at 1 in the morning or maybe 2. It just depends on what you've got to do, and it's horrible. And I'm sure the players don't like it either. They'd like to start a little earlier and have a more normal day. So I don't know. I think you have to bow to the television folks when they're going to be giving multi-million-dollar contracts to the NCAA for all these championships, and it's just something you have to deal with, and it's a reality of life.
Well, Lou, we'll let you out of here. Who do you like right now before the 64 teams get going? Give me your favorite, and give me maybe a dark horse.
I think the favorite, when you look at all the talent they have and experience, I think Florida's got to be the favorite going in. Even though they finished third in the SEC, they've got everything you'd want to have. They've got potentially 14 drafted players. They've been to the World Series 3 years in a row. They know what it takes to win. And they were in the finals last year, so I think they're a heavy favorite. But then you have a couple other teams from the SEC that are right there too, and LSU and South Carolina. I think a team that may be a dark horse that's come on really strong the last third of the season, Vanderbilt. They were in the SEC final in the tournament, and they've got some great young talent that were freshmen. It took a long time to get going, but once they did, they've won a lot of games late in the year, so they may be a dark horse team to watch.
Lou, over-under on the top national seeds, top eight national seeds, 4.5 reaching Omaha. You take over or you take under?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think they're so balanced, the top 20 teams this year. I think it probably may be under because, I just think there's so many teams that are so balanced. So it'll be interesting to watch how it all plays out.
Lou, a pleasure chatting with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully we can do it again as we whittle the field of 64 down to 8 and enjoy all the baseball.
Okay, and thank you for inviting me.
Hey, a pleasure. Baseball News, Lou Pavlovich. Check him out, baseballnews.com. So, likes Florida, says Vanderbilt, who Florida and Vanderbilt could meet in a super regional because that's where they're at.
14 Florida players could be drafted. 14.
It's crazy. And again, that comes up before they get to Omaha, so you kind of know where you're at. There's some proposals out there to try and get the college baseball season over before that. I don't know, Daddy. I don't know that I want to see my college baseball start any earlier, but I would say this. If they're going to keep getting deked around here and playing at 9 o'clock at night, if they're playing this week, coming off Memorial Day weekend, maybe that's a way to celebrate. I don't know. I just think maybe that's a possibility, but I can't see him moving it up a whole month.
No, and you push back the start time to make it fair for the northern teams. You know, it's a college sports season. It just lasts that long. I mean, appreciate the sport for what it is, and certainly Nebraskans do by the way they show up and support the College World Series. I think it's. You know, I don't really see how you shorten it and move things up and eliminate. You've got X amount of teams in the conference. You want to play as many of them as possible, I think. If you're going to start doing that, you're going to cut conference rivalries. You're going to cut teams you normally see. I don't like that. Leave it the way it is.
And now we don't have all of our regionals starting Friday or Saturday. They're all getting going on Friday because, remember, they'd have half of them start Friday, half of them start Saturday. Then they'd roll them in for that. But with the Friday start this year in Omaha, they can't be hoping that somebody doesn't get done on a rainout till Tuesday night and try to be playing on that Friday in Omaha. Whatever it is, you're going to be able to hear it here on ESPN Radio every game of the College World Series. Still to come on the program today, in our next segment, Jeff Colhane from the Husker Sports Network. Also, we'll have our Loper link for you. And if you're getting ready to go out for lunch, check them out at Cunningham's, whether it's lunch, whether it's dinner, any time over the weekend, happy hour. When it's not raining, Courtyard is the place to be. Live entertainment every weekend. Folks, there's no place better to be with your family, your friends, or just maybe get a little business get-together over lunch. Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, it is there for you. Burgers, gourmet sandwiches, get a pizza, some French dips. Great selection of appetizers. Oh, Journal Bites.
Husker Ribs.
So, so good. Mouth-watering right there. Happy hour specials from 3 to 6 with their big-ass beers. Only $2.75, along with All Wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small crafted microbrews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. Located on 23rd Street on the north end of the bricks in downtown Kearney. Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. We're back after this.
As the summer driving season gets started, Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas with a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. Right now, for just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. You'll also save on all Goodyear tires, including up to $65 when you buy four. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center, valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Goodyear savings range from $16 to $65. Savings good through 6/12.
Right now at GameStop, you can trade in your old iPod, iPhone, or iPad for cash or in-store credit. Get up to $140 cash for an iPod, up to $300 cash for an iPhone, and up to $400 cash for an iPad. Opt for in-store credit instead, and you can get up to $500 for an old iPad. All models and generations are accepted. So what'll it be, cash or credit? For offer details or to find out how much your device is worth, visit your local GameStop or go to GameStop.com/iTrades. GameStop is not affiliated with or endorsed by Apple.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won the play pool, the other one to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today's skies will become partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms developing. Southeast winds will be breezy with our highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, a chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 52.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a little lightning going on throughout our part of the listening area as the storms are rolling through. But as we check radar, it's not too bad west of here out towards the North Platte area. So maybe by after lunch, everything's going to be okay. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances. No more downtime with their on-the-farm tire service at Garrett Tire. Not much going on with the Lopers as the season has wrapped up, but this morning, outfielder Brian Wiest named to the Coaches Association All-American third team. He joined second baseman Cody Lucero in 2007 and first baseman Andrew Hakey last year as the only Loper baseball players to earn All-American honors at the Division II level. Wiest went .394 with 11 home runs and 52 RBIs this year. He led the team in doubles, triples, walks received, slugging, and on-base percentage, and was pretty darn good in the field as well. And again, at track over the weekend, Lopers had two All-Americans, Marty Molina in the triple jump, Paul Pape in the 800-meter run. Run, not dash, right, Daddy? When does it quit being a dash and go to a run? 400-meter dash, 800-meter run?
Oh, I was going to say the 55-meter high hurdles or something. I don't know. It's a damn run. They're all a run. I don't care where you're going with that, but it's all a run.
And obviously, don't forget the largest fundraiser of the year for the Loper Athletic Program is the Blue Gold Golf Tournament Scramble on Monday. That's right, six players make up your team. They've expanded it from two to three courses of Warrie Dunes, Meadowlark Hills, and Kearney Country Club. Still some room out there. It's Monday. It starts at 10 a.m. Go to lopers.com or go to the UNK Athletic Office, give them a buzz, stop by, and get your team signed up because they need to get things ready to go. The deadline's probably already here, but they'll squeak you in. And that's our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance, whether it's a washer and dryer, whether it's a microwave, something for your home, it's there at Garrett. And you can go online to GarrettTire.net if you need four new ones, two new ones, maybe a little tire problem. They're there for you at Garrett.
That's where Jeff Colhane buys his tires, always at Garrett. Jeff, how are you this morning from the Husker Sports Network? Jeff Colhane.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be on with Doug and Daddy for the first time ever. I'm jacked. What's happening?
I can't believe this. What are we thinking? Jeff Colhane, we see him at Husker games all the time. We see him at, you know, every once in a while, a little Loper Husker baseball clash, and I can't believe. I apologize for the tardiness.
It's all good. In fact, I saw Daddy a few weeks ago driving in the Haymarket in the Lincoln. He wanted me to go have a beer at 3 in the afternoon. I said, I'm sorry, brother. I slept to work, actually, today. So you're on your own right now.
That's not true. It was 1:30.
He has a hard time understanding that, doesn't it? Oh, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, right now, baseball's done. Husker sports, the only thing that they've got left here is obviously the outdoor track national championships. Yeah. And you're not going to get a lot of play on that on the Husker Sports Network for three hours every night. But where you're going to talk football. People are jacked up. June's kind of busy here. I want to talk about the new rifle coach, but let's focus on baseball. And I'm going to ask you about the Big Ten year one, but let's focus on baseball. You saw most every baseball game. Your thoughts on where the Huskers were in the first year under Darren Erstad?
Well, I think they made a small step forward, Doug. I think they went into the first year, and the main thing I'll take away from year one of Darren Erstad, his stamp that he put on the program, was the grinded-out mentality that this team showed at times during the year. And that's the big thing I'll take away. I think from the last few years under the previous regime, in some of the games that Nebraska was a part of where they were behind in middle innings or late in games, they would not have been able to come from behind like Nebraska did in certain games this year and either make it close like they did against Michigan State, nearly coming from behind down, you know, 8 runs, or winning games like they did against New Mexico State early in the year, like they did against Iowa on Sunday in conference play. That's the big thing I'll take away from, you know, year number one under Darren Erstad. His stamp to me is this group has instilled a grinded-out mentality where they're going to play all 27 outs, all 9 innings, and I think it showed at times during the season. Unfortunately, though, there's still some of that inconsistency that has been there in the past. That is still there, and I hope over time that will be weeded out, and you won't have to worry about that anymore with this program.
Now, that looks to be what Darren Erstad will do. Will he be able to attract any of the top talent, maybe not only from the Midwest? Will he be able to sneak somebody out to Lincoln or Nebraska from a Texas or from a California of the elite caliber that wants to play college baseball so they don't have to always grind it out? Or does that just be what Darren Erstad does?
Well, he wants to try and bring the best players to Lincoln, Daddy. I think the contacts that Darren Erstad has out along the West Coast and Major League Baseball and also with just baseball people in general in California, especially in Southern California with his time as, you know, a member of the Anaheim Angels, I think will help. The other thing that will help a lot is Ted Silva, Nebraska pitching coach, who is a California guy, I mean, to a T. I mean, this guy's got the laid-back mentality, but he's certainly not laid back in his approach with everyday, you know, with everyday items with this baseball team and with his pitching staff. He has plenty of ties out to California. He knows a lot of people, and he has an idea, I know, with the way he wants his pitching staff to look in the years to come. It was not that way this year. I think you guys would agree with me that Nebraska's pitching was the biggest cause for concern this past season. They just need to become a group that's just more mentally tough and just overall better. I think they can get some of those guys. I think they continue to recruit Texas with Will Bolt, who is the head coach at Texarkana Community College. They've got those ties to the South that Will Bolt has. And I don't think Nebraska will miss on many guys in the northern part of the country in recruiting. They already have Justin Black, the kid from Billings, Montana, who will be watching on June 4th to see where he gets drafted. He's an outfielder and a stud. And a kid by the last name of Strom, a left-hander JUCO guy from the Osho Community College in Kansas, he's a really good junior college talent that could be a top-five-round guy in the Major League Baseball draft on June 4th. Those will be the two guys I'll be watching, Justin Black and the Strom kid from the Osho Community College. If Nebraska can get the Strom kid guys to Lincoln, the left-hander, I think he's a guy that they feel right away can come in and be a weekend rotation contributor for the team down the road.
Jeff Colhane of the Husker Sports Network. You can hear Sports Nightly every night on 1230 KHAS. How big was it? Because even on this show, when they lost that doubleheader, which wasn't supposed to be a doubleheader against Indiana, it was, again, the world's coming to an end. As we tried to calm everybody here, saying 4-2 against Michigan and Minnesota is going to get them into the tournament. They go 5-1. But really, how important is that to save the season? If they stub their toe, go 2-4, 3-3 against one bottom-tier team in Michigan and Minnesota. We got a different light on this thing. How important was that to have those two big weekends?
Huge. It was huge. You know, I did not expect them to sweep Minnesota. Everybody has a lot of respect for the Gophers in the Big Ten because of John Anderson, their head coach, because he's been around for 32 years and He's the winningest coach in the conference's history, and I have respect for him as well. But I don't have respect is for him as his idea about branching off and playing a different league in college baseball and playing a Northern National Championship. I'm sure you guys have talked about that a lot, but that's a whole other topic for another day. I don't think Minnesota is anything special overall. I think they compete, and I think they're a program that's had a lot of success in the league, but I don't think they're the end-all, be-all that a lot of people feel like they are, and they get the respect that they do because of John Anderson. I did not expect Nebraska to sweep them. They did. I called it, put-up-or-shut-up time following the Indiana doubleheader loss on that Sunday, because if Nebraska lost the series at home to Minnesota, as you alluded to, they were more than likely not going to make the tournament. But they sweep them, they give themselves some breathing room, and then they go to Ann Arbor and take 2 of 3 against a really down Michigan program right now that just fired their coach, Rich Maloney, a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, I mean, we're completely insane talking about a different thing. And really, honestly, we're looking back at year one. If Nebraska does not make the Big Ten Conference tournament, as a failure. I mean, that's what we're saying right now. It is not mission accomplished. This was not what we thought we were going to get, especially moving into a league like the Big Ten, where it's been documented about the lack of strength from top to bottom. But give the kids a lot of credit. They rallied. They got after it. And when they needed to put the pedal to the metal, they slammed on the floor, slammed on the gas, and they got after it over the last couple of weekends in Big Ten play.
Jeff, I've got to ask you, were you surprised when Michigan State heard their name called in the field of 64?
Yeah, I was. I was. I thought, they're a pretty good team. Greg Sharp and I talked about this last week. He thought they might get in and felt that their resume lent them to an at-large bid, but I didn't think Michigan State was overall, completely deserving of an at-large bid to the tournament. They're the fifth-place team in the Big Ten, and they get in. And you know what that tells you guys? And it's the blueprint for Northern schools, and that's why this isn't as hard as Big Ten schools make this out to be, of trying to get into a tournament and feeling like they've got all these things stacked against them, because they have to play in the North and they can't play home games until April, which is a joke too. That's not true. You can figure out a way to get that done. But the committee has told the story here. They lean on the RPI heavily. I mean, they don't get to watch everybody play. It's not like college football. It's not like college basketball, where everyone is on TV. Baseball is different, like you guys know, and everybody that follows college baseball that listens to you guys knows. Half the games aren't even on TV. So what the committee does is they lean on the RPI in a big, big way. So what that tells you as Northern school, well, you go play top teams in February and March. You go on the road, and the RPI actually is going to change the way it's formulated to help schools in the North to go on the road. If you win a couple of games against quality opponents, it will actually be counted differently and weighted differently in the future. That's what Michigan State did. They went to Texas A&M. They went to Baylor. They won one of those 5 games. But their efforts to go play on the road early in the year paid off for them, and they won a game, and the committee saw their RPI, made a couple of phone calls to coaches around the region that had watched them play, and they thought, oh, okay, yeah, they fit the bill. We'll put them in. I did not think they were going to get an at-large bid, Daddy. I did not.
We're talking with Jeff Culhane here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't want it to all be about baseball. Give me, and I'm talking to a guy from the Husker Sports Network, so I know he's not going to throw him under the bus. I'm still wanting to know a little more about Tim Miles. He was gracious enough, came on the show. He's a new basketball coach. He's really trying to sell the program. But how? It's too early to tell how's he doing, but how's he doing?
I think he's doing pretty good. I think everybody wants to know the answer to that question. How is he doing? And I feel like, when we talked to him last week, I'm sure he said the same thing to you guys. I just said, what's it been like? I mean, how would you describe your first month and a half? And he just said, it's been a blur. This guy's been everywhere. I mean, he has been all over the place trying to get people fired up about the program. And he's got guys out in recruiting. He already has a couple of commits. He has a transfer, that will not be able to play until 2013. they're getting after it. He's got two scholarships available to fill a couple of slots for this upcoming season. I don't know what he's going to do with that. If he sits on them, I'm fine with it. I mean, the fact of the matter is this, is don't give a kid a scholarship if he's not worthy of it. And I think in the past, in recruiting under Doc and other guys, there have been times where we've had this type of situation where late we got a couple of scholarships to give, and we give it to a guy that's here for the first semester and then he leaves and doesn't fit the bill. So, I don't know what he's going to do in recruiting. He wants to fill the two slots that he has remaining, but I don't think he's just going to give them out to guys that he thinks might be able to help him win games. I don't think that's going to happen. The big thing that I always tell people, he's not the name that you were hoping for. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, I thought John Gross from Ohio was the guy. I thought there was a chance that Nebraska could outkick their coverage and the way Daddy does when he's out with trying to find the ladies on the weekend. But I thought that there was a chance that, they could get a bigger name into Nebraska with the facilities that they have in place and up and coming with the arena, that would warrant maybe a bigger name than what Nebraska was deserving in hopes. This guy's name wasn't the one that made huge ripples across Husker Nation. But the one thing that I do like about him is that everywhere he has gone, he has stepped into a similar situation, and he's had a blueprint to build up a program and make them successful everywhere he's been. Whether it be the lower levels, he did so at North Dakota State when they were in Division I transition, which is just hell for any basketball program, any program making a move from D2 to D1. And then at Colorado State, they didn't win a game in the Mountain West his first season. And in year five, he had him in the NCAA tournament. So there really is no recipe for success for him in the Big Ten. But the one thing you look back at for him, Tim Miles, is that he has been at places where things have been dire, and he's figured out a way to turn it around and win basketball games. And I think that's the thing as a Husker hoops fan, you hang on your hat on with this guy, hoping he can do the same thing this time around here.
Jeff, we've got to ask you about football before we let you get out of here. Obviously, no news is probably good news till Big 12 media days in a month and month and a half or whatever.
Are you guys going to Chicago again, by the way?
Yes, we must overtake the Windy City again.
All right, we're going down to Wrigleyville and hitting up Sports Corner or Cubby Bears when we go there. That's all I'm saying. Got to get to Wrigleyville.
That will be perfect. That will be perfect. Do you think the pieces are in place? And everybody wants to talk about no one talking about the defense. Well, that's all everybody wanted to talk about this time. Are the pieces in place, or is this simply staring at another year just like last year in the face with a 9-win season and – I mean, I think that's mediocre in a lot of people's mind if you're a Nebraska football fan.
The answer to that question right now, Daddy, is I don't know. I don't know if the pieces are in place. But one thing I do know is, Bo Pelini, either I think you like Bo or you don't like Bo, the way the fans sit right now. At least that's what I get when I talk to people, and I'm sure you guys get a lot of that as well on your show. Either people like him or they don't. And the one thing you can't argue about is that the guy coaches defense and he knows defense. And I don't know what happened over the last two seasons with the way those years ended, but I think Bo got away from what his foundation is and what he hangs his hat on as a coach. And I think that's attention to detail, doing the little things right, and really practicing what he preaches. Not saying he completely got away from it, but I think there were times where just by watching this team, especially a season ago, it didn't look like a team that was paying attention to the little things and the fundamentals and doing those things the right way. What I've noticed in talking to Bo and hearing from others who have been around him is that he's got a different attitude going into this season than he's ever had at Nebraska. He's very more, he's very more detail-oriented. He's kind of back to his basics as a coach. I think there's a fire in him after losing the way they did against South Carolina in the Capital One Bowl, where he's sick of losing games he feels like his team should win. And I think, you heard him say that with Wisconsin, with Michigan, with especially with South Carolina. I think Bo is just sick of losing those types of games the way they have, as well as all Husker fans are. So are the pieces in place on defense? I don't know. Are the pieces in place with this team? It's a good question. But I do know that you've got a head coach who I think is going back to the basics with the entire thing, with this whole squad. And I really feel, Daddy, he's going to be very, very close to what's happening on the defensive side of the football this season. I think after maybe taking a step back and trying to let Carl run the show the past couple of years, I think Bo is really going to have a huge hand into what's going on defense this season compared to the last two.
What about not having Carl there? I've asked a couple of folks about that, Jeff. How much different does that make this football team?
I don't think it makes it a whole lot different. I'm not taking anything away from Carl. I think he's a really good coach. Obviously, you know, he's a head coach now down at FAU. I just think that you have got one of the great defensive minds in all of college football in Bo Pelini. And so why not take that and harness it? And, you know, look, John Papucci is the first-year defensive coordinator. We all understand that. But everything runs through Bo on defense, and that's the way it should be. And I think with JP in year one, Bo is going to allow him to be a coordinator. But at the end of it, I think Bo wants to get back to playing the type of defense that Bo has, you know, coached and Bo has seen played while he was at LSU and during his first 2.5 years at Nebraska. So I think Carl not being here, what's the difference that it will create? I don't know if it's going to be much. I just think that
well, I think we've lost Jeff Colhane there from the Husker Sports Network. I think we're just wrapping up his final thoughts there. But we appreciate Jeff Colhane for joining us. It's always great to get his insight. He's as close to it as anybody, and we appreciate him for joining us. Like I said, getting a little rain outside, and all farmers know the frequent starting and stopping of your operation causes wear and tear on the equipment. T&L Irrigation. They know it's the same about electric pivot irrigation systems. All that start-stop results in breakdowns that cost you money. That corn is thirsty when it's hot out. You tend to smooth things out. Get a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation system and discover how they can be easier on you for a lifetime. Eliminate your irrigation hassles, get even water distribution, and stop wasting your time and money. T&L's hydraulic power that you know, trust, and work with every day is another benefit. You can reduce your chances of being hit by the copper wire theft that's been going around. There's not enough copper wire to steal with T&L Pivot. Call your local T&L dealer today. Choice is simple. Discover the T&L difference by getting online, TLIR.com, or calling your local dealer today. T&L Irrigation, the choice is simple. They've been doing it since 1955, a proven technology that works. T&L is locally owned and operated in the Hastings area. We appreciate them for being part of the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break and be back to wrap things up after this.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Imagine a whole street lined with truck after truck after truck. Crew cabs, extended and regular cabs, equipped just the way you like them. Call it Silverado Avenue and come see it at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. There's over 60 to choose from and the savings are staggering. Take over $10,000 off select models with your 99 or newer trade-in. If your sights are set on a summer vacation, there's no better family-friendly vehicles than the Chevrolet Traverse or Buick Enclave. Seating up to 8 and savings up to $5,000 makes this a better Best Buy. 42, that's the number. Up to 42 miles per gallon. With the new Chevrolet Cruze Eco, you'll be proudly passing gas stations left and right. Think you can't afford new? Then you haven't priced the 40-mile-per-gallon fuel-efficient Sonic. With the industry-leading 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, you can't go wrong. Park one in your driveway for under $16,000. See it and save at the home of the hassle-free deal. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
The Eastern Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade proved to be too much for the Celtics in Game 1.
Chalmers with a lob to James and a two-hand slam. LeBron James.
Now Boston looks to cool off the heat and get a split on the road.
Fires good on the left wing. Kevin Garnett.
Celtics and Heat tonight with Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Pre-game at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, skies will become partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms developing. Southeast winds will be breezy with our highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, a chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 52.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, coming up later today on our Facebook page, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger. They take on the Allen Wranglers. They're going to do it without Terrell Owens. Daddy, we said that the first day that this came out, that it was way too late in the year for Terrell Owens if he was going to play road games. And now the Wranglers just flat out cut him. They said, you're not living up to your bargain, your end of the deal here. So part of the deal was his ownership. He's no longer in the ownership. He didn't want to make these two road games. They're in the playoff hunt. They said, all right, you're out.
No, you just, if you're going to be on a team, you got to be a teammate part of the time. That's not a whole lot to ask. If you're not going to live up to that part of it, we got to go a different way. I mean,
can't just show up when you want.
No, it's reliability, accountability, dependability.
But we still know that Nebraska Danger fans love watching Danger football. They need some wins down the stretch. They haven't been home in a month. Here's a pair of tickets right now for you on the Doug and Daddy Show at 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. I want a true Danger fan to be able to go to the game. There is a player on the Danger that has scored 21 touchdowns this year. Who is that player? Jeff will take him off air today. And if you get the correct answer, who has 21 touchdowns to lead the Nebraska Danger? First correct caller will pick up a pair of tickets to Saturday night's games, 888-455-3776. Alfonso Dennard signs with the Patriots, Daddy.
Yeah, and I think that probably much less money than he once expected, but once again, goes back to that second contract, and I think a lot of people expect him to make that team, being a seventh-round selection.
A little baseball might be rained out tonight. We'll try and keep you up to date on that. Most of the area teams are supposed to be playing tonight.
Yeah, we got our ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. We got our poll question of the day. Who is the best player out of this generation of men's tennis? Roger Federer smokes the competition. 81% of the votes. Rafael Nadal, 13. And Djokovic, only 6% of the votes. So, folks, you get on there, you get points just for logging on every day. Plus, there's great deals to be a one on this. Today's poll question, what would be a better system for college football playoff? Top-ranked teams or conference championships? Do you want it the whole deal tied to the top-ranked teams or tied to conference champions? It's one of the things. I know the SEC commissioners were meeting, and Mike Slive, I believe is his name.
I'm going to vote other. Doug okay. Duda should be on the committee to select the teams. That's what other is.
That would fix a lot of things.
Well, Daddy, you can't – I'm leaning towards the top-ranked teams. You can't have Wisconsin beat Nebraska or Nebraska beat Wisconsin in the first game of the conference season, and then that's it. It's over. You've got to play 8 more games, but you're out. I mean, you might not be. Well, then again, I don't need somebody coming out of the Big East with a 6-4 conference record that won a 4-way tiebreaker.
Nope. I think you're exactly right. I
think you got to stay with the top-ranked teams, and here's what I'll say about the SEC supposed bias. Beat them. All right? You don't want the SEC to be the top conference. They haven't always been the top conference, folks. They haven't always been. It's been the Pac, and I'm going back with the old names, the Pac-10, the Southwest Conference, the Big 8 and the Big 12, the Big 10. Everybody has had their run, and right now the SEC, you darn right, they are dominating. But you know what? They must have the best college football teams because not only are they beating up on each other, they end up beating up whoever they play in the national championship game. So you got to beat.
I'm going to go top-ranked teams, too. The conference champions, I don't think you can tie it into that because strength of schedule and things, and conferences are stronger than other conferences. If you go top-ranked teams, it's an interesting debate, but I don't know what you do with the bowl games. I don't know how you tie them in. I think it's got to be separate from all the bowl games because if you're going to start tying them in with the bowl games, I think, once again, it cancels out those bowl games. And I don't know if you have a long-stem Rose Bowl and a short-stem Rose Bowl or what you do, but I think it gets very, very complicated, and I don't know anybody that's got an answer for that, and certainly I haven't heard that. Nonetheless, I think that's a debate for another day, and we certainly got time to have that debate on upcoming Doug and Daddy shows here in the month of June. So,
hey, and Jeff just got our winner for the Nebraska Danger tickets. Be looking on our Facebook page, folks. We give things away from time to time on the Facebook page, update you on who's been on the show, who was on the show, how you can listen to it, and you can do that at our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Kane Farquharson is the, and that's a long name, but he has the 21 touchdowns to lead the Nebraska Danger. And we have our winner to head on to Saturday's game against the Allen, Texas Wranglers. Who's going, Jeffrey?
Our friend Tyler from Kearney.
All right, Tyler, thanks so much. Anything else we need to take care of?
No, we're good.
Hey, want to remind the folks that coming up starting this Sunday at Meadowlark Hills, it's family golf night. It's a new, you know how it is, Tony. I'm that way. You're that way. Okay, you've got it. It's even with fishing. Okay, you want to go and take your kids, and you want to teach them, and you want to learn them, and you want to get them off the... They want to play. They want to get on the course. Yeah, we're out putting and hitting. We want to get on a big course, Dad. We want to get on a big course, Mom. Well, here's your opportunity, because Sundays throughout the summer, from 5 o'clock on, you can make your tee time, and part of PGA Play Golf America program is the PGA Family Golf Nights. It starts this Sunday. You make your reservation and your tee time just like you do any other time during the week. But they'll have special tees set up so the kids aren't hitting from 350 yards back. They'll put them out in a fairway. Maybe they're 100 yards out. Maybe they're 110. Maybe they're 80. Makes it fun, and it keeps everybody moving along. So check it out at Meadowlark Hills. Call them or stop by today for more detail.
I know we're getting out of here. For tomorrow's show, I promise we're going to – I know Colin Cowherd's talked about it. We've got the NFL over-unders out. It's something that catches people's eyes. I like my St. Louis Rams 5.5, Douglas. 5.5, and I'm getting plus money on that. Plus 115 on the St. Louis Rams.
He had them at – what did I tell you, 6? And what's he got Seattle at?
7.
I'll take my Seattle Seahawks.
Over 7 games. Fair enough.
Of course, it's about time for them to die, too, so that should be the death of them. But anyway, hey, we want to thank Jeff Colhane of the Husker Sports Network, Lou Pavlovich from BaseballNews.com for joining us on today's show. Tomorrow, we're going to get back to the Shrine Bowl. Travis Hawk of Alliance is the head coach of the North. He will join us on the program tomorrow. Josh Banderas, one of the latest Husker, well, not latest, but one of the Husker recruits, is going to be playing, and we'll be talking to him on Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show about committing to Nebraska. We've got a lot more coming up. Belmont Stakes next week. So be joining us tomorrow.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.